Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Today is a wonderful service, and as you know already, it's our unusual praise service. We're going to be praising God in a wonderful way today. Is somebody excited already? Yes, we're going to spend time dancing, like dancing and dancing. And if you don't know how to shake your body, you will shake today. You will shake body for God. And I will tell you why you should do that. I bring you greetings from Pastor Mavis. He's away in our Jeju Church, ministry in our Jeju Church this morning. Can we put our hands together and give God the glory for that? And I count it a privilege to be the one ministering this morning to us. So we'll be looking at praise this morning. Praise. We're taking this so that you can prepare your heart, your spirit, your soul, and your body. Some people prepare their spirits. My spirit will be dancing. That's what prepare their soul. They are dancing in their mind. But you prepare your body today. You're going to dance. Your body is going to move. So if you don't know how to, I don't know how people don't know how to dance. So you will learn today how to dance. You just have to shake your body. And I'll tell you the reasons why we have to do that. So what is praise? Praise is commendation or favorable representation in words. So praise is when we speak great things about somebody. Now, with regards to God, about God's greatness, about the person that God is good, God is kind, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. So that's what praise is about. Praise is about the music we put into the things we say that God can do, or God has done, or God will do. That's what praise is about. So praise is about worship to God. Praise is not just about when the song is high, or when there's a special tempo and you can move your body. But talking about, even when you, in terms of prayer, when you do things like Oriki, or you hype God, or you psych God, for lack of better words, allow me to put it that way. When you hype God, or when you psych God and say, oh, you're too much, you're bad, that is praise. But today we're putting it in form of music so that we can dance to it, so that we can move our bodies to that. Why should we praise God? One, it is good to praise God. Psalm 147, verse 1. It is good to, it's as simple as that. It is good. It is good to praise God. That's why I want to praise God. It is good. The Bible says that, praise the Lord. How good to sing praises to our God. How delightful and how fitting. So it is good. It is delightful. When you sing praises to God, it brings joy in your heart. It stirs up something. Even when you're in a sad moment, when you do something that is good, everything in you just releases some kind of chemicals that just make you excited and happy. I don't know many of us have been there before. When you praise God, even when you feel like you don't really feel like doing it, but you are asked to do it, and then you begin to praise God, you find that it releases something in you. You just become happy. Some people tell you that, oh, burdens were lifted. Some people tell you that I was feeling depressed, but at the moment of praise, I just felt something lifted. That's the power of praise. So we praise God because it's a good thing to praise God. It's a wonderful thing to praise God. Nothing is as beautiful as that. So dance before God. The challenge I have sometimes with people is that they say they cannot dance. Now, let me tell you one thing about dancing that you should know, so that when we dance today, you know it. Dancing is not necessarily about moving your body to a certain way to a rhythm. It can be offbeat and it's okay. Yes. It's okay. It's God I'm dancing to. I'm not dancing for you. So if a white man comes to our church now and we are singing maybe a Yoruba song or Igbo song, trust me, they are so offbeat. The offest of the beatest. Worse, as in, the steps will never match, but they are excited. And that's what I want you to do today in God's presence. It doesn't matter if your step is offbeat or it's not the latest step in town. That's what I'm looking out for. God is looking out for you, not just for your heart now. God is looking out for your physical body. Your body must move today. So you are going to dance today. We're going to really praise God. And through this week is what we're doing through this month. So it's not just about today. Through, this period, but we're in a season of praise. So your dance could be offbeat. Somebody can be laughing at you and look at, please, don't even laugh at somebody. I'll tell you why you should not. So in the Bible, there's a story of King David when they brought the ark back. And David was so excited. He was dancing and dancing. And the Bible says that at some point, I don't know how he became naked. Naked doesn't mean literally, but maybe at some point, maybe his button pulled off, maybe his button opened up, maybe somehow he was not just covered as a king in his royalty. Or maybe through his garment, I felt that this thing is even too heavy. I must dance before this God. And his wife came, and then she was like, really? You should be ashamed of yourself. You are dancing. Look at all the slaves in the land. Look at how they are looking at you. A king. And he said, God will come out your papa. Where put me there, the one I'm praising. The God that replaced your father with me, is the one I'm praising. And the Bible records that she had no child for David. No. God wasn't excited about it. So if somebody is dancing today and it doesn't look like the latest dance step, don't bother about them. They're not here for you, actually. Can you tell somebody that I'm not here for you? So however I dance today is for God. Thank you. So she missed out on that because she was mocking the king. She felt like there's a certain way to dance in your royalty. When it comes to God, you let everything go. You can be all prim and proper and calculated and coordinated when you go to some events. When it comes to God, the maker of the heaven and the earth, when the person gave you breath of life, you lose it out. You don't coordinate yourself. You dance anyhow to God. Anyhow. You just dance and celebrate his God. You dance and celebrate him because God is good. And it's a good thing to do. It is a good thing to do to praise God. Praise God. Number two is that it is the reason why we are created. God created us for his pleasure. Revelation talks about that. Revelation 4:11. God created us for his own pleasure. So when God sees us doing his own pleasure, it brings pleasure to him. He's happy, he's excited, he's smiling, he's laughing. You know, so when you create something to bring pleasure to you, that thing is not doing it, you're not happy. And so when we're not praising God, we're not doing the thing that God made us for, God is not happy with us. But if we can go all the way and say, if this makes God excited, if this brings, you know, excitement to God, if this makes God happy, if this will put a smile on God's face, then I want to do it. I want to dance for God. So some people think that they cannot dance, but I tell you that you can dance. I guarantee you. I know that you can dance. There is dance on the inside of you. So today you are going to let it out. Because some people say, oh, they don't have the emotions. When they're in the presence of God, men especially, you know, they are all tight and calculated and prim and proper and, you know, gallant. I like the song, but I didn't move for my mind. No, we are going to move in the physical. We are going to move in the physical. Now, why is that? If a lot enters your phone, no matter how I don't have emotions, it will show. Oh, you're going to smile. You're going to jump. At some point, because you're expecting some huge amount. If you got a contract of something that you've been expecting for a while, maybe millions of dollars, you will forget that I don't have emotions or my emotions are strong. They will start moving like waters. Or maybe just watch football matches. They don't shout in church or scream. They are all like in presence of God. They don't know that the Bible says that there's fullness of joy. So it's okay to make noise. It's okay to shout and scream in the presence of God. Yes, it's okay. That's a good place to do that. It's okay. So you are in the football place or you are watching your matches. What are those places called? What they shall watch match? Oh, viewing center. So you are there and maybe your favorite team scores. You will shout, you will scream, you will shake somebody. Guy! But when it comes to the presence of God, you cannot be prim. Can't you say something? You cannot be prim and proper here. Tell someone, you cannot be prim and proper here. So when we dance today, and through this season, it's an instruction, I'll come to that. Through this season, you're going to loosen up yourself. If you have been all cold, all moody, I'm a person like that, I don't really like to dance in public. Today, you will dance and God will see you dancing. God will see you dancing today. Number three, praise is an expression of joy. You cannot say that I'm excited, I'm happy, and then you cannot praise God. It's an expression of joy. When you are joyful, you just burst into singing. That's how it works. So you don't need to know how to sing. You don't need to be in the choir. You don't need to have the best of voices. But when you are joyful, when something happens or you are joyful, the joy springs from the inside of you. You just burst out into singing, into dancing, into the excitement. You just saw your result. You are just dancing. So today, what we're dancing today, we're going to dance as if God has done that miracle you are asking for. Oh, me too. I came here with something in my heart, in case you don't know. I didn't come here to just preach. I came with something in my heart that, Lord, as I'm dancing, for this thing that we have talked about. We have agreed. That's what I'm dancing for. So when you dance and praise God today and through this season, you will tie it to something. That this thing that both of us have talked about, that you promised to do this, you promised to do that, that's what I'm dancing for. So dancing, there's joy on the inside of you. You just burst out into singing, into praising, into worshiping God, into, you know, anything that you can do. If you can do spoken words, if you can fly, if you can jump, if you can rap. There's just this thing on the inside of you that just comes. In fact, sometimes you don't even know. Until that joy, you know, it's as if there's a new wine. It's like you get intoxicated. You just find yourself so excited, dancing. Sometimes people are even asking, you don't really know why you're dancing. But it's an expression of joy. Number four, it is an expression of gratitude to God. So if you are truly grateful, you will dance. If you are truly grateful, you will praise God. You will say, praise the Lord. You will sing to him. You will worship him. You will extol his name. Don't wait for December Thanksgiving. Don't reserve on your dance step. That time we learn another dance step. So this season, like this November, like this, I want Thanksgiving. So don't reserve it and say, there's one dance step that I've learned. December, not our Thanksgiving. If I dance that dance like this. No, don't do like that. The first time my husband ever saw me dancing, we're not married then, we're in relationship, we're in courtship then, and we went to minister somewhere, so I went also for the program with another of my friends and a few of us. He did not know that dance was hiding on the inside of me. He thought I was, you know, this quiet lady. He was shocked. I came to the altar. Oh, I don't look it right. I came to the altar. He did not believe that. Is this girl to marry? He did not. He was like, I can't even believe that. So you can dance this kind of things, you know, like. I said, they are actually on the inside of me somewhere. They are just hiding, you know. But I danced my heart out that day. By the way, when I was in a teenager, I used to be a dancer. So those of you that don't know, now you know. I used to dance, we wear jeans and top. But it's another dance now. I didn't dance, forget. We are just at top with dance. I've always liked dancing. I don't know how much I can dance now anymore, but dancing does something. Do you know that dancing is a good form of exercise? So in case you don't know. So it does profit into your body, to your spirit as well. So it's a form of gratitude. I want to show to God that I'm grateful. I'm grateful. How else can I say it? I'm grateful. If God does something for you, just start praising Him. Oh God, you are wonderful. Oh God, you are excellent. You are kind. You have healed me. I've been sick for this long. Look at what you have done. Who else can do this thing? Nobody else but you. You start exalting the name of the Lord. I mean, saying many wonderful things to Him. That's how the psalmist started writing. That's how David started writing. Many great things. What was he writing that? Great encounters with God. There are praises of testimonies of the things that God has done. So we can count on God that much. And so when God does those things for you, you need to show it that you are grateful. Not just in your heart. Your body needs to tell it. Make your body feel that I'm grateful for what God has done for me. God has done so much. Oh, me, I have reasons to be grateful. I shouldn't have been here by now. I know many of you already know. I should have been dead. Because that was the plan of the devil. In fact, the last time I visited the hospital, the doctor was looking at my record. And the doctor was actually asking me, "Dad, are you really sure that what I'm seeing here is how you gave birth, is how you are?" Because he's trying to understand why I'm still alive. In fact, he told me in my last visit to the doctor that I'm actually not supposed to be alive. But he's trying to understand what really happened. How did I pass through this and I came out strong? I should have been here. So I have reason to give thanks to God that the breath of life was not taken away from me. If you don't even have anything for the fact that you are alive, the Bible says that a living dog is better than a dead lion. In as much as lion is strong, he's the king of the jungle. If you rouse, everybody will fear. Oh God, if there's no breath in you, you are gone. You can't do anything. But when there is life, there's hope. So for the things God have done, to show that I'm grateful to God. Maybe He has not done all the things you have asked. But the problem is that many times we count on the things that God has not done for us. That's it. We focus our attention on the things that God has not done. So God has not given me a husband. I don't have a child. I don't have a job. I've not graduated. Or I've not, my visa has been denied me 500 times. You know, people are looking at what God has not done. Meanwhile, God has done so much. So much. So she begins to look into your heart and look at you. It's a good time to be grateful to God. Can you just say, thank you, Father? Because if you really take time to look at the things God has done, where you were last year, I'm sure that that's where you are now. In this place, we also say that the part of the justice as a burning light, it shines brighter and it can only get better. So where I was last year is not where I am now. It's a good reason to give thanks to God that I woke up this morning. God woke me up by Himself, not alarm. Because the alarm can sound and you're still not here. You are in the land of another place. But God woke you up by Himself. It's a good thing and a good time to say, Lord, thank you. So to show gratitude for the many things God has done. He protected you from accidents. He delivered you. He did something for you. Anything it is. To show that you are grateful, you must give thanks to God. You must praise Him. Let me quickly share the benefits of praise. Number one. Praise is an instrument of warfare. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20 from verse 20. 2 Chronicles 20 from verse 20. Praise is an instrument of warfare. Many people don't know this, but this is a deep secret. A very dangerous secret. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. All you people of Pata Transcendental Christian Center, and all people listening to me around the world. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in His prophet, and you will succeed." The next verse. Do you know why he was saying this? He was about to say something that is foolish. You know why he said that. So you have to believe the word that's coming from the mouth of the servant of God. Because what I'm about to say is foolish to the ears of men. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. That is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. These are people that are going into battle. They want to go and fight their enemies. Verse 23. At the very moment they began to sing. Is that, what verse is this now? 22. At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed all the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. Verse 24. He says, so when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of them escaped. Not a single enemy escaped. So the prophet was about to say something that is foolish and ridiculous. We are going to war with our enemies. Some people are coming up against us with guns or with cutlass or with arrows, with weapons. You now say we should be singing. It doesn't even make any sense. It's not logical. So what I'm going to ask you today, what God is asking us to do in this season, it's not logical. It's not. It's not logical. It's asking you to praise him. That when you praise me, I will do fearful and wonderful things. I'll come to that point. I'll do fearful and wonderful things. So we are going into battle. And the singers were in front. No weapon of war. It was weapon of singing. Maybe trumpeters, maybe drummers, maybe dancers. And they were just in their beat like that. One crew after the other crew like that. And they were singing. And the song they were singing was very simple. Praise be to God. He's faithful. His mercy endures forever. How does that? Hello, God. I mean, why are you doing this to us? Somebody could have said that in this Gen Z generation. Somebody would say, no, we're not doing this. Somebody would definitely revolt. And say, no way. There's no how I'm going to believe you, Pastor Gina. Forget it. I said that I have this, and I said I should be praising God. I said that I'm going through this trial and temptation. I said I have this trouble. This trouble is heavy on me. I've been praying. You said I should praise God. No. But look at what happened. As you praise God today, God will send confusion to the camp of your enemy. You didn't say that name very well. Yeah. I said that what I would say may not be logical, but confusion. They'll be confused. These ones were confused. They were fighting each other. And when they finished fighting, the other group faced another one. They ensured that nobody was remained standing. Nobody. Everybody died. All their enemies. So the one they were looking, they looked across the valley and saw that, my goodness, everyone is dead. Why? By the power of praise. By the power of extolling the name of God and talking about the goodness and the greatness of God. That's why I like that song in particular, that Oluwatobi. In fact, any song that talks about the bigness of God and not the things God has done or the things God can do, but that God is great and nobody can stand beside him and say, no, God is super, God is powerful, almighty. So that song just has a way of, it does something to me all the time because it makes me see that God is really great. And that's what the people were doing. And God called confusion in the camp of the enemy. They started fighting each other. As they are praising God today, that letter that they've not attended to since, today is Sunday, they were attending to it. Yeah. Somebody would testify that as I danced, I just felt that sickness left my body. I was just sweating out. Some people were sweating out depression. Some people were sweating out cancer, cancerous growth in the name of Jesus. I just need to make up your mind that today, whatever it takes, I will give it my all. Praise is an agent of increase. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 6, and Jeremiah 30, verse 19. It's an agent of increase. Now, I talked about that. When you praise me, the Bible says that the earth you will yield is increase. So sometimes, when the earth is not yielding its increase, the earth, it could be that we're not praising God. We're not appreciating his presence. We're not seeing his value, his impact, and his impact in our lives. So it says, if you go out to praise me, that the earth will yield its increase. It will bring forth what it's supposed to bring forth. Praise God. Another one is the fact that praise is a catalyst for ushering in the manifest presence of God. Can we look at Acts 16 from verse 25? Let's look at the story of Paul and Silas there. Praise is an instrument of deliverance from bondages and afflictions. So we say, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. Verse 26, suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaking to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Now, they were praising God for themselves. But every prisoner was affected. It means that if you can praise God today from the depths of your heart, it can go far into the foundations of your life. That praise can be the reason your brother will be healed or your sister will be delivered. This praise. That's what happened here. So they were praising God. They're supposed to be sad that, oh, they imprisoned us for preaching the gospel. Oh, now that they've imprisoned us, I'm even angry with God, though. I will not come to church again. I will not pray again. I will not. No, they didn't do that. Even in the prison, they were praising God. In midnight, when they should be crying and feeling bad. That, oh, God, why did you allow this out? You know, people, Christians like asking, why me, why me, why me? Why me? Why did he catch us? Why did this all happen to us? But he said, no, I want to praise God. And when they were praising, there was an earthquake shaking to the foundation of everywhere in that prison. And everybody was set free. Everybody. So, through praise, you are delivered. Praise is an instrument of deliverance from bondages and affliction. Number four, praise causes you to experience the wonders of God. In Exodus 15, 11, the Bible says, who is like unto thee? Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders. Yes, that's how our God is. Who is like unto thee in all the earth? So when we praise God like this, he does fearful things. Our fearful praise to him brings about fearful wonders. There's a connection between praising God and him doing wonders. You know, it's the same way human beings are. Why do you think that some politicians or some people like sycophants around them? They like people who sing their praises. They like people who tell them you are doing well. Ah, nobody be like you. Baba, you too much. After you, now you. Oh, my friend, you come. Only you. They like what you said. It says something on the inside of them like, oh. And it makes them give out everything that they have. So, you see a KBSC. Somebody comes to Greece and says, KBSC, can you come? The same moment of saying, why? They're singing the praises of those people that nobody will take your place. You will remain here until you say you're not doing anymore. Even death cannot take you away. So, when you sing the praises of men, ordinary men, they're even excited. Human beings like it. You may say you don't like it. Well, you have been humble. We understand that you don't like it. But when they do it to you, there's a way it makes you feel. In as much as you may not feel very comfortable, you feel like, ah, I bet it's getting so much. I bet go. I bet you don't put in trouble. I can understand that. But there's a way it makes you feel like, oh my God, there's just this feeling. So how much do you think that God will not feel if you do that to him? If you hype him? If you go ahead and do that to God, how much do you think he will feel? And you can loosen up yourself now and praise him and dance before his throne. So when we do that, we bring about fearful wonders. God begins to, you know, it's like when you praise those people. Let me use position for example. Or at your wedding, they're just singing, you start digging, get. You start spraying, you forget that I did not plan to spray this morning. Money will come out from your purse. You start spraying. So all those drummers, they'll come out there and see again, again. You start saying many things. People that say, you know what I'm saying? They start saying many things. You know, psyching you, appealing to your emotions. Before you know it, the money will start spraying. The money. Why do you think they make so much money? You get back home to realize that, wow, I've spent more than I budgeted. So a piece of advice: when they are going out for just your function, put what you know that you want to spend. If it has passed, no matter you praise, now not the transfer. It's only cash I will do. So they do all that to get you in a certain mood so they can begin to display your wonders. That me too, I have money I can give. And begin to spread that you are excited. You forget, at that moment, I'm telling you, forget everything. You just are excited that they are calling you and you start spraying. It's the same with God. If we do that to humans and humans feel very, you know, happy and then they begin to give, what do you think God will do? God will do much more. The Bible says that if you've been evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more, your Heavenly Father? How much more will I give you good things that you request? And even much more. So, don't you think that when you praise God, God will even do much more? God will come in his fullness and begin to display his splendor, his wonders. And begin to do great and mighty things. I begin to go to the places where you've been saying, Lord, this place, Lord, this matter, touch this, do this for me. And God begins to show his wonders in a different way. That's what God will do for someone today in the name of Jesus. Praise is a barrier breaker. So we have the story of the wall of Jericho. The wall of Jericho came down crumbling by the power of praise. So God gave him an instruction again. Again, that instruction didn't make sense. Let us be realistic. Or let us be fatalistic. He said it didn't make sense. Any which you look at it. It didn't make sense. We want to take over a city. You say you should be going around the wall of the city and be using trumpet and be shouting. What are we saying now? They don't match. Yet, God had something wanted to achieve. So God told them, every day, for the next 7 days. Go around the city once. Go around the city. On the seventh day, go around the city 7 times. Let your instrumentalists be in front. Let the trumpeters be in front. Let the singers be in front. Those who can shout, those who can sing, those who are excited, let them be in front. And then you see what happens there. And they obey God's instruction. And at that seventh turn, after the whole shouting and screaming, the wall of Jericho came down crumbling. And the next thing, they were able to take the city. I declare concerning somebody connected in this service, everybody under the sound of my voice, as you praise God today in this service and in this season, the walls that are bringing issues in your life will come down crumbling in the name of Jesus. It was the power of praise. The power of praise. The power of praise. Praise in the midst of troubles confuses Satan and brings glory to God as well. It confuses Satan and brings glory to God. Yes. The enemy is confused because he does not know why you're actually praising God. He doesn't know why you're praising God. I want to look at the scripture in Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. It says, even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes. Okay, let's do message translation. Let me do message. It says, though the cherry trees don't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm eaten and the wheat fields stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns empty, I'm singing joyful praises to God. I'm turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior God. Verse 19 says, counting on God's rule to prevail, I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I feel like I'm the king of the mountain. Praise God. Now what he's saying is that situations may not look like it. Oh. Situations may not look like it, but I'll still praise God. So he was saying that even if my farm is not producing, my farm is not yielding, the trees I planted are not bringing forth the fruits that I expect them to bring forth in their season. Nothing is happening in my life the way I've planned to. In my sheep pen, there's nothing there. So for somebody to say that in my accounts, there's nothing there, why should I praise God? But he's saying that even through all of this, even though the fig tree may not blossom, may not have yielded yet, I will still praise God. I will still turn to God and praise Him. So there's somebody sitting in this service and saying that, really, I mean, I don't have the things I want. God is saying that, still go ahead and praise me. It may not look, it may be going through turbulent times, tough situations, and you don't even know what else to do. But God is saying that, praise me for who I am and the things that I can do. Praise me. Remember the testimonies of the times where you are in situations and then you felt like, where will I get there from? And then God came through. Remember those things today? I'm praising for that. Somebody is sick in their body and feel like, I've been with this sickness for a long time. I've been praying and trusting God. But what God is saying to you today, praise me. Situations may not look like it. You may not have reasons to be happy, but connect with joy, which is the fruit of the Spirit, that has nothing to do with circumstances. You know, happiness has to do with something that's happened, and so I'm happy. Joy has to do with that. It's on the inside of me. It just flows out. We always say, and you say that joy is a fetcher. It's with it to fetch what God has for us, for the wells of salvation. That's where we fetch out things from, with joy on the inside of us. So whatever it is that you're going through today, whatever it is, put all of those things aside and say, God, I'm going to do this. It may be a walk of faith for somebody. It may be like the story we just read now. And it's looking as if, oh, we're going into war. There's war before us and telling us to praise God. But God is giving an instruction and says that, praise me. Praise me. I know your result is not good. I know. I know that you really feel like, oh, I serve God. I did this. But God is saying, praise me. I know that there's something you are trusting God for that you really want in your heart. And anytime you see other people having that thing, you just feel like, God, when will you remember me? When will it be my turn? But God is saying, put all of that aside and praise me. That's what God is saying to somebody today. Put all of those burdens, roll everything aside. Just roll them on me. Just put them somewhere and then let's get into this party of praise. Let's praise them. Praise me like never before. Praise me because I'm God. Because this thing you're talking about, I can't do it just right away. You are the one who is time conscious. God doesn't work with our time. He has his own time. And God is saying, pull those things out. Don't be worried. You have to worry. I know that you have plenty of naira that you have saved up. And naira now is... You saved up 1 million naira. And now 1 million naira is looking as if it's 500,000 naira you have. Praise me. I know the economy of your nation, Nigeria. Praise me. I know you've not had breakfast this morning. You don't even know where the next meal will come from. Praise me. Praise me. Praise me. I know there's something that you are trusting God for. But if today you can tie that thing and say, God, as I'm praising you, this verse is in my heart, as I'm dancing this dance, so I want to dance and praise you as if that thing I'm asking for, you have done it already. If it's money, you picture that in your heart. I'm trusting God maybe for house rent or for money to buy this property or to expand my business. You're going to dance like, that is what God has done for me already. So it's my time for testimony, and I've come to return all the glory to God. I go, yes, so God has finally done this thing. So when we praise God today, put that at the back of your mind, that God can do all these things that you want. When you praise him and allow him to open up himself and pour out of his good treasure onto you. Praise God. Have you been blessed this morning?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.